It's difficult to argue with the rhetoric behind our new governor's $8.6 billion budget plan. In her televised address from the State House, Raimondo outlined her goals in a convincing fashion, hitting all the high notes. Her smorgasbord of ideas provides a little something for everyone. Cheerleading for economic development, advancing education, making government work better, cutting Social Security taxes, and delivering health care in a more efficient manner are goals that every Rhode Islander can get behind. Yet, as is often the case in this era of the permanent campaign, the rhetoric doesn't always match the reality. Questions abound in this Raimondo spending plan. If we really want to forge a better economy for our struggling cities, do we go along with her plan to chop $5 million in state payments in lieu of property taxes? That's only going to hurt Providence and Cranston, forcing property taxes up in those communities. Is it smart to slap nursing homes with millions in budget reductions, then force their labor costs up by raising the minimum wage? Who doesn't want to soak the swells? But is it reasonable public policy to establish an unprecedented statewide property tax, the Taylor Swift tax, that would be levied on vacation homes worth $1 million or more? The governor's idea to refinance millions in state debt to take advantage of lower interest rates seems like a fine idea, a creative way to free up money for needed investments. But should any of this one-time money be used for year-after-year operating expenses? If that's the case, then all the Raimondo administration is doing is stretching out the state's debt to grab some quick cash. There's probably no more politically popular notion than getting rid of state income taxes on Social Security for middle and low-income people. Old folks vote, and what state rep or senator doesn't want the re-election boast that he or she cut granny's taxes? Plus, this is a pet project of House Speaker Nick Mattiello, whose support Raimondo needs if she wants to get anything done. But first, we ought to have a debate on whether this is responsible public policy. We know that nearly 22% of Rhode Island children live in poverty. The grand virtue of Social Security is that this New Deal-era program has virtually eliminated poverty among the elderly. Would this money be better used to invest in needy families? The governor seeks about $90 million in cuts to Medicaid, the joint state and federal program that pays medical costs for the poor and elderly. Raimondo has outlined a series of cuts on hospitals and nursing homes, but is asking the General Assembly for more time to come up with about half of these cuts. You may not like big hospitals and the bloated salaries earned by executives of these supposedly nonprofit institutions, but they're huge employers of thousands of health professionals. They are threatened by competition from Massachusetts, particularly the big Boston medical meccas. And while Obamacare has helped reduce the cost of patients who lack insurance, the Raimondo budget would take some of that money away. That makes it likely hospitals might lay off workers. The governor says she wants to attract more tourists. That's a laudable goal, and consolidating tourism advertising seems like a step in the right direction. But the governor could help here. The next time she's at a big national conference attracting gobs of free media exposure, she should talk about our wonderful beaches, historic sites, and fabulous restaurants. That would be better publicity than running down Rhode Island, saying we are a state run by General Assembly hacks ensnared in midnight budget chicanery. There's much to applaud in our rookie governor's budget. She's fully financing elementary and secondary education aid and increasing public college support by nearly 4%. Expanding the earned income tax credit to help working poor families is another good move. So is beginning to repair crumbling school buildings, and ditto for fixing bridges and our pothole-filled roads. And urging the bruised Rhode Island psyche to put the Carcieri-era 38 Studios mess in our collective rear-view mirror is great advice. Delivering state services more efficiently is also excellent policy. But Raimondo needs to better explain how she intends to slice $22 million from the state workers without layoffs or kicking the can down the sidewalk by trading money today for raises 2 or 3 years from now. Now the lawmakers Raimondo dissed as dopes in her recent appearance at a national governor's conference get to consider her budget. Let's hope they ask tough questions in the bright sunshine of the coming spring.